Fresh News Smart Talk all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAO, Ross Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, BTC, the Pan American Health Organization, and NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers.
Here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, my name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we got a few things going on in the headlines today. Do pick up a copy of today's Nassau Guardian. You'll see the Grand Bahama News section. Had some interesting information about plans for a new hospital and the extension to the Rand on Grand Bahama. It will be interesting to see how that all pans out. I also got highlights from the royal visit, so you can check that out. Now, here in New Providence, we're dealing with a few issues that we want to discuss. The issue of gas prices are still that's still out there. I see JoBeth Colby Davis is addressing it. Good job, JoBeth Colby Davis. That's what we want you to be addressing, not what's going on in American media. We appreciate if you focus on the Bahamas issues, and let's just keep it focused on the Bahamas, because those conversations are going to be had by people who got much less going on than you do and that you're responsible for, and let them go have it. We're trying to figure out how to make it with proper gas prices around here, what to do in the case of increasing fuel costs, which are going to impact pretty much everything. This is what we want to focus on here at home. All right. So a couple of things that stood out for me. We're going to talk about the fuel costs. And we're also going to talk about some issues that are on the front page of today's Nassau Guardian. But first, I want to say that COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are safe, effective, and protect you against getting seriously ill and being hospitalized and dying from the COVID-19 virus. The vaccine offers the best protection against COVID-19 when combined with physical distancing, hand washing or sanitizing, and wearing your face mask properly. Visit vax.gov.bs to book an appointment, or simply walk in to any of our locations. How long are we reading this for? This week? Anyway, that was a paid advertisement. All right? Just so we're clear. Okay, so we got, like I said, we got a number of issues on the front page. One of them is with JoBeth Colby Davis talking about what the government wants to do, which is timely because the government is so far taking kind of a hands-off approach to this. And so we do want to understand what the government might be doing, understand the factors that are involved, because fuel prices are a real, real concern. I'm steady monitoring my tank. I'm just below half now. I'm trying to figure out how I can make this stretch. Do I want to go XYZ? Do I want to do this activity or the next activity? And so we're trying to figure it all out. Yeah? Life's complicated sometimes. Also, I see on the front page, 40-year-old man jailed after impregnating a 14-year-old. 40-year-old man jailed after impregnating a 14-year-old. I'm sorry, I have to read this. Artesia Davis is the author. It says, a man who impregnated a 14-year-old schoolgirl was yesterday sentenced to 4 years in prison as part of a plea deal. Justin Pratt's prison sentence took effect from March 28th. Following his release from prison, Pratt will be on probation for 3 years. If he commits any crime during the probation period, Pratt will spend 2 years in prison. Pratt, 40, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of unlawful sexual intercourse when he appeared before Supreme Court Justice Renee McKay. Ooh, y'all have some issues going on out here. Anyway, let's see what this says. This says that... I lost my place. Okay. Okay. This says that police found the child at Pratt's home around 9 a.m. on January 14th, 2020, after investigating a tip from an anonymous caller. The officers allegedly heard sexual noises coming from the apartment at Shamrock Close in the Carmichael Road area. On gaining entrance, the officers met the child putting on her school uniform. They arrested Pratt, then alerted the juvenile's mother, who had the mistaken belief that her daughter was at school. The child was taken to Princess Margaret Hospital for a physical, which confirmed that she was pregnant. The teen told police that she met Pratt on Facebook. She reported that they had sex 5 times between June 19th and January 2020. So, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm not trying to blame anyone or shame anyone. She told you she was in school? Which school was this that was open in January of 2020? Because they were all closed, according to my recollection. And she's 14, she's probably in about 9th grade. Let me say this, without hopefully being investigated or arrested. I understand that I don't know, and I don't know what it is. Maybe the it's the hormones and the junk food they talk about that they give the cows and the chicken, right? That speed up development. So you mistakenly, perhaps, maybe think a 14-year-old girl is of legal age to have sexual intercourse, which strangely in the Bahamas is 16. I'm of the firm belief it should be 18. So I suppose you could think that. Maybe, right? There's a little smidgen, a little area where you could be like, she looks rather young, but she had on a school uniform, dude, when she was coming to see you. Wouldn't that be the first red flag? That she... Say, we're school closed in January 2020. Oh, yeah, January 2020. No, that's right. Lockdown started in March. Yeah, that's right. She could be going to school. All right, yeah, you're right. She could be going to school. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I'm wrong. That's right. I said January 2020. That's right. So she could have ostensibly been in school. So her mother could have thought that she was in school. Absolutely. All right. So it's not the mom. Not putting two and two together. It's the daughter being lured away when she was supposed to be going to school. All right. Okay, so fine. She could have been in school in January 2020. No problem. That's fine. But you're 40 years old. And she's coming to see you in her school uniform. You're having unprotected sex with her. How did this all pan out in his mind? I'm trying to wonder. So she's pregnant, which, unless the pregnancy was terminated or she didn't go to term, there's a baby now. And the father's in prison. And only the Lord knows what's going on with this child, who would now be 16? Yeah? She's 14 in January 2020. She'd be at least 16 now. As a man, right? How does this work? I'm trying to figure out, because I'm not a pedophile, and so I'm trying to wonder. A 14-year-old girl looks like a 14-year-old girl. Yeah? Right. So, again, I don't want to be investigated. I understand that some teenage girls look very mature for their age, and that maybe you're mistaken in thinking that she's 16 years or older. But if she's wearing a school uniform, that should be a massive red flag for you. Clearly, the girl, well, according to this, she didn't seem like she was under duress. So she was a willing participant, but the fact of the matter is a 14-year-old girl can't consent to sexual intercourse with an adult unless she's has her parents' permission to get married. I think 14, you can still get married at 14 or 15 around here if your parents permit that. Now, why your parents would do that to you, I don't know. I don't know that my daughter could ever make a compelling enough argument to me to say she wants to get married at 14 years old or 15 years old. The way we understand human development and sexuality at this point, that's too young for people to be engaging in unprotected sex. And I know you're going to go, well, Juan, there's humans are sexual beings. Yeah, okay, fair enough, right? I'm a 46-year-old man. 45, sorry. Not that I'll be 46. I'm a 45-year-old man. I'm still a sexual being. I know not to sleep with a 14-year-old girl, right? Even if I were if I weren't married happily, right? What process goes through your head? Again, I'm trying to navigate this carefully, right? So when y'all had UB going on, right? You go to UB, you know. I'm not lying. You ain't getting into that. Anyway, when y'all had UB going on, and y'all still had in-person classes, let's tread through these next few moments carefully. When y'all still had UB going on, and y'all had in-person, take a break, eh? No, I'm going to say, y'all still had in-person classes around now, right? About April, May, yeah? The goods start coming out. The weather gets warmer. There's sights to be seen, yeah, at UB. I'm under the impression that all of these girls are over the age of 16 who are going to UB. Just look, bro, if you must, don't touch. And if she got in a school uniform, just look the other way. Just look the other way. You know what the nightmare scenario is? Anyway, let me stop. Let's take a break. No. I would get us all in trouble today. Let's take a break. We'll be back.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM, my name is Juan McCartney. We're just talking about the 40-year-old caught with a 14-year-old. I just don't understand how that works. Like, you could plead like, hey, I didn't know. She told me she was XYZ. When's she coming to see you in her school uniform? You ain't got no out. Well, that's where you belong, bro. In jail. For messing with a 14-year-old girl. It's boggles the mind. And as much like grown women out here who I see talking, but they don't have a man. and they want some company for day. Day didn't all that, eh? 14. Jeez. It says, good day, my son. Run up his daddy and Grammy. Credit card on bucks. We wanted to kill him. He said he tried. Was Quincy talking about Roblox? Oh, yeah, my son is coming to me about Robux all the time. And what I want to do, right, is delete this stupid game. Because this is a scam. What game you had when you were growing up, where you had to keep paying people to do stuff. This is a complete ripoff and a scam. These people are making billions of dollars off of y'all. You play the game end, like Contra, like this, right? And then Contra come out with a new one, not forever. It's some new weapon. What? I don't even understand Roblox. I could tell you, they could be telling me anything happening in Roblox. I couldn't tell you. But I guess that's what Quincy was talking about. That is a complete scam. They're trying to get your college money. Talking about Robux. I just bought him some Robux because he did well at his swim meet. And he goes, you know, I can get 10,000 Robux for $20. And my wife heard him talking to me. And I was like, all right, let's do the $20, all right? Because it's linked to my Amazon account. But he doesn't have the password. And my wife was like, you can buy him Robux? I was like, yeah, I'll give him $20 with a Robux. Sure, Robux. And then he's like, okay, $20 will get me 10,000 Robux. And I'm thinking, well, damn, that's, you could pay Roblox for weeks with 10,000 Robux. He comes back to me, yeah, I bought an avatar with the $10,000 Robux. I said, you did what? I bought an avatar. I said, what do you mean an avatar? Oh, it's like a new design for my player. I said, but this costs 10,000 Robux in this game? He's like, yeah. When I get some more Robux, I'll go buy. So I was like, dude, I don't know if you're getting them from me. This is a total ripoff. You play the game, the game end. That's how it was from time immemorial. This new thing they're doing with y'all where you got to keep putting money in to get special stuff, this is a scam. Somebody's getting very rich. This says, oh, it's for Quincy. They're talking about Robux again. This says, good day one. Schools didn't close until March 2020 due to the pandemic. Yeah, yes, I was right. I was thinking I had my dates mixed up. So, yeah, definitely schools were open in January 2020. This says, Juan, looking at the front page of The Guardian, how in the world did the Minnesota administration spend loan money on the food program with no credible accounting records? What kind of country were they running? No. We can talk about that in just a moment, right? Because I'm starting to get tired of this narrative. I'll be perfectly honest with you. Okay? So I'm beginning to have a problem with this whole we don't know what happened to the money thing. All right, I'm not beginning. I have a firm problem with it. So we'll talk about it. Just a moment. Give me just a moment. Because it ain't what, see, and we do this, right? And I don't want to pit people against each other. But when you start telling me this stuff like, oh, yeah, because they were in government, money just disappeared. I that's not no excuse to me. That's not no reason to me. I don't want to hear that. It says, ninth graders are preparing for BJC. They've been to school the whole year. My son has been to school this whole year, at least, along with my 8-year-old, who was in grade 3, preparing for GLAT. Yeah, my 8-year-old's in grade 3, too, preparing for GLAT. But schools were open in 2020. It was March when they closed it. It says, wearing school uniforms don't make a difference for these predators out here, Juan. They're sick in their heads. Gotta be. Said they need to make an example of all these big grown men, and maybe it would stop. Agreed. Juan, my age limit is 23 minimum. How in the hell in his mind he could deal with a girl in uniform and get her pregnant in Nassau? Our rules slack, but it ain't that slack. That's just absolutely ridiculous. So what do you think is behind a lot of these reportedly missing teenage females shacking up with these gray donkey nasty men? Gray donkey. Hey, Juan, something needs to be done with our sentencing guidelines ASAP. You know that, you know what's true too, though, about this is that I used to be like this too, and I'm someone who there are ways in which I grow, but I'm not ashamed to say, like, off top, that at certain times I bought into the you know, popular rhetoric, because I used to see because we kept getting these girls going missing. And their families would come, oh, Lord, the girl missing, da, da, da. And then, you know, they would find they were with some guy, you know? And I was like, oh, these girls are looking for trouble, and da, da, da. And you stop really taking them seriously. I used to, when they talk about the girls are missing. And I thought, oh, this is a problem with the girls. The girls are too slack and all stuff like that. And then I was thinking about it, right? And I was like, why? I guess you get more mature, and maybe because I had a daughter, or I don't know. I shouldn't have to have a daughter to think about this like this, but why am I holding a teenage girl responsible for having sex with an adult man? Like, she's not mature enough to make those decisions. That's why the age of consent is what it is. And in fact, it's too low. I think it should be at least 18, perfectly honestly. All right? There's different things you could do, right? There's masturbation. There's abstinence. You got to start teaching people these things, because all you go, hush, right? Baby pop up. Oh, she knew exactly what was happening, right? They know how the human body works, you know? But I don't blame the girls. I blame the men. I blame you useless, grown adult men. I'm assuming you're having sex with teenage girls because they're not mature enough and they're quite easy to manipulate, and you don't have to actually exude any sense of responsibility other than you exist and you're an adult, and that somehow impresses this girl. And what's probably happening is you couldn't find an adult woman to put up with you, although I find that difficult to believe, seeing the caliber of fellas that these women in Nassau will support and be with through thick and thin and multiple children. Yeah, so I don't, I used to be at a point where I was like, oh, the girls are sneaking off and da da da. No, the men are luring them out. The men are doing this to these girls. And we have not only men who do it to girls, we have men who do it to boys, and we have women who do it to young boys. And I'm gonna help you out here. You have women who are gay who lure lots of young girls away from school and get them involved in certain part of the spectrum of the sexual experience, you know, before they're ready to make any of these choices. All right? We got a problem. It's a deep, deep-seated problem. All right. Let's talk about Wolchkin. Not Wolchkin. We'll talk about the World Bank. Oh, you got a phone call? They can call. No? All right. Don't worry about it. This is one. If you're 40 and the girl is underage, instead of imagining yourself in bed, imagine yourself in Fox Hill or in a coffin if she's my daughter. Yeah, it couldn't be my daughter either. And I don't mean to, like, drift down, you know, the road of trying to figure out what this experience is like, but what do you and a 14-year-old girl have to discuss and talk about? Like, where's the attraction? Just in that you're gonna have sex with a 14-year-old girl? You must be just attracted to teenage girls, which, you know, you gotta figure your life out, man. All right, you don't need to be 40 and trying to sleep with 14-year-old girl. It's disgusting. And getting him pregnant. So she got a baby now, right? He's in prison. She's probably got a baby. How does this, you know what I mean? How does any of this make any sense? It says, good day, these men are nasty. Yeah, they're nasty. Just want, send me the list of ladies who are looking for a male companion. I need a few side ladies. No, they ain't looking for no side. They won't be no side woman. They're trying to be the main woman. It says 14 and 18 is a big difference. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a world difference between 14 and 18. It's years of difference. You can mature. X, Y, Z. It says, hey, one, what's the benefits of a Bahamian working on a private island or key? Should you have to pay for or find your own ride to get back and forth from the key when going on breaks? I just want to find out if this is right. These keys in the Exhumers are messed up. Some people need to look into this. Foreign white people come into our country and treat us any type of way. And the whites come in as guests, deduct the work permits. Can you have a show on this or help us? I'm not going to have a show on it, and I also don't know how to help you because I don't know specifically what you're talking about. Here's what I'm going to say. You will find yourself in working conditions that usually align with what you negotiate and or are willing to accept. So if you don't have anything specifically as a terms of your employment that says you get rides back and forth from the key, I don't know why you would have that expectation. And I'll be honest with that. I don't know why you'd have that expectation. So, and I know a key is different from a regular workplace, but when you get a job at a resort on New Providence, do they ask you if you have the means to come back and forth to work? And you're talking about breaks. I'm wondering why you would need to leave the key to take a break and come back. So I don't understand what you're saying. You're trying to paint a scenario that seems like it's grossly unfair to me. I don't know that that's the case. And I know we say that, yeah, foreigners and white people and da, 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 da. But I'm never going to be in any situation, me personally, where I'm dealing with something outside of the parameters of what we negotiated. All right? So if we negotiated, I have a ride to and from work, that's what we're working on. All right? If I took a job and there's nothing specifying that you provide a way for me to get to and from work, then I'm going to have to assume that I had to find a way to get to and from work. So while you may be being exploited, you do have to be a bit more savvy about what you're actually getting yourself into. If you know you're working on a private island or a key, you do have to very carefully consider the terms of your employment. All right? That's what I would say. I don't know if that warrants an entire show because I don't have enough information. It's one, I mean, they could even buy a woman. Plenty... woman walking around for 100. I'm sorry. I know we gotta take a break. Buy a woman. Does that sound right to you? You could buy. First, right? Surely you're not under the impression you're the first customer. All right. So anyway, I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening. I wasn't made for this world. Let's go to a break. We'll be back.
You do coffee?
You're right.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
We believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com. Visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's Philly cheesesteak time at Burger King Nassau. This classic sandwich isn't just a Philly cheesesteak, it's a Burger King Philly cheesesteak. Enjoy your sandwich with flame-grilled beef, plant-based, or try the crispy chicken version with all the Philly fixins, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Visit any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enjoy your Philly cheesesteak as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. We got Jill Beth Colby Davis talking about gas price burdens. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. And with the gas prices, it is a give and take. Because if you reduce your government revenue, then you got a trade-off in, well, do we then reduce expenditure? And or do we then increase borrowing to make up for that revenue shortfall? And you also have a give and take in terms of the industry. Bus drivers are asking for an increase in fares. Taxi drivers are looking for an increase possibly here shortly. And you balance that out with, okay, well, bus drivers are looking for an increase in fares. Does that mean the average person is going to be disadvantaged? Can they afford higher bus fares? Taxi drivers looking for an increase. Will that impact the tourism industry? XYZ. So it's a delicate balance, but you got to get involved. You got to start thinking about it. So far, it's been a lot of hands off, but Colby Davis at least talks as if she is focused on it. All right. And it says, thanks for clearing that up. I'll have to check to see what my contract states. Oh, this is a guy from the Keep. Yeah, you're going to have to check your contract, certainly. Like I said, it's not like a job in Nassau. Because I'm not worried about your means of getting to work if you work on the same island that you live. That's your responsibility, I would think. But if you are commuting daily to a key, I would think that there should be very clear stipulations as to how you get to and from work. Unless they're on the impression you have your own boat or helicopter or whatever like that. This is one, after you raised the alarm on the fuel hedging, the conversation started. Your voice is respected. Okay, thanks. I'd like you to raise the alarm on the land registry housing and an alternative to eliminating duties on the electric vehicles. We're drowning out here and call it okay. Please continue to harp on these things as adversely impacting us negatively. Okay, we can talk about those things. It says, Bahamians ain't checking about these high gas prices. They'll complain, but continue to drive unnecessarily and stay in a drive-thru for 30 minutes burning gas. All right, so here's what Colby Davis is talking about. Minister of Housing and Transport, Joe Beth Colby Davis, said the cabinet hopes to soon settle on the best way to alleviate the burden placed on the sectors and industries most impacted by sky-high gas prices. Gas prices have increased by more than a dollar per gallon in the past month alone. The start of February, gas prices reached a high of $5.09. However, this week, the price per gallon has peaked to $6.33, the highest it's been and the fastest it's risen in recent history. Colby Davis said the cabinet's seeking to strike the right balance of providing relief to motorists and industries. She said, I've been speaking to persons that are in the industry, taxi drivers, bus drivers, livery, and other persons that are constantly moving and requiring filling up. The biggest concern for them is that the industry has lost so much from the pandemic. And so now that we are opening up the economy and we're coming to a place where they can start working, we're hit with this major concern, which is the increase in gas prices. So where I am right now is speaking with my cabinet colleagues and determining how we can address and alleviate the cost. But the issue creates a domino effect because when you assist one, you create an unintentional burden placed on another portion of society. So we're discussing ways to alleviate the burden but still protect certain industries and sectors. I've been in constant conversation with the Prime Minister on how we can adjust some of these issues that have been raised in the previous meetings by the bus drivers and taxi unions and other stakeholders. Okay? All right. We have an issue where the government has to get involved. All right? Just like many other things, the government is required to get involved. If the government is going to regulate profit margins on fuel, if the government's going to regulate taxes on fuel, if the government's going to regulate public bus fares, if the government's going to regulate taxi fares, then the government can't just go, well, let the market do what it will when we have these extreme circumstances. The government has to get involved. That's my view. All right? You can't have it both ways. You can't wish to regulate all of these things, and then when these things start to turn upside down, you go, well, we just got to see what happens. Well, you're the one who got it and regulated it at the first place. So you have a duty now to come in and make sure it's stable. All right, so gas is at $6.33. That's not the fault of the government. That's not the fault of the Davis administration. But it is the reality on the ground, and it is not sustainable at this level for most people to comfortably live with gas prices that high. That gas prices are high means that oil prices are high. That oil prices are high means that not only gas and diesel are impacted, but also propane is impacted. Also, transport costs for food and services, they're impacted. Materials to fix roads, they're impacted. Any number of plastics, they're impacted. And all sorts of petroleum byproducts. All that stuff is impacted. All of it's going to add to inflation. All of it's going to press down on Bahamians in terms of what they can afford to do. And they're going to have to start making choices. All right? So when you have an economy and you're not sure the elasticity of it, but you are pretty sure that you're not as robust as you were in 2019, but yet prices of basic services have gone much higher than they would have been in 2019, save for, I want to say fuel bills, but I'm not. When you find the prices have gone much higher, then you got to get some government involvement to try to deal with the situation. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back on the other side talking more about this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to news headlines on the hour over the Guardian Radio Network. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's what our news team is working on. Police were posted back in schools on Monday, according to Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe. The decision comes amid a slew of gang-related murders, with officials concerned about the presence of those gangs on school campuses.
It is a matter that we have acted. We've received some feedback from Mr. Carlos Reed, Reverend Carlos Reed, who went into the schools. He's a consultant at the Ministry of National Security. I've received communication from Belinda Wilson, the president of the BUT, and we will take them on board. The one thing that everyone agrees to is that the police have a place in school. The police police the Bahamas, and schools are a part of the Bahamas.
The man who impregnated a 14-year-old schoolgirl was yesterday sentenced to 4 years in prison as part of a plea deal. Justin Pratt's prison sentence took effect from March 28th. Following his release from prison, Pratt will be on probation for 3 years. If he commits any crime during the probation period, Pratt will spend 2 years in prison. Pratt, 40, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of unlawful sexual intercourse when he appeared before Supreme Court Justice Renee McKay. Police found the child at Pratt's home around 9 a.m. on January 14, 2020, after investigating a tip from an anonymous caller. The officers allegedly heard sexual noises coming from the apartment at Shamrock Close in the Carmichael Road area. On gaining entrance, the officers met the child putting on her school uniform. They arrested Pratt, then alerted the juvenile's mother, who had the mistaken belief that her daughter was at school. The child was taken to Princess Margaret Hospital for a physical, which confirmed that she was pregnant. The teen told police that she met Pratt on Facebook. She reported that they had sex 5 times between June 2019 and January 2020. Cassie Bethel prosecuted, and Ian Cargill represented Pratt. And in other news, Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture Mario Boleg said he's in agreement with Percy Villa Francis, who said yesterday that Junkanoo can't be business as usual on Bay Street, given the realities of the pandemic. Boleg says government will have to put more money towards the event to make it COVID safe.
Most definitely we can't go back to Bay Street as things were prior to COVID. So there has to be some protocols put in place. We have to build an environment where it's safe for all persons who will be attending the parade. Yes, we anticipate there will be an increase in the budget as it relates to the government having to subsidize the parade, which we subsidize the entire operation of the parade in any event. Knowing that there has to be sanitation stations, we have to have extra exits and entry points. More human resources will be needed.
You were listening to news headlines on the hour over the Guardian Radio Network. On behalf of the entire newsroom, I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us. Join us at the top of every hour for the latest news updates.
Five-time defending Grifter Swimming Champions Team Bahamas is headed to Barbados April 16th through 20th for the Grifter Swimming Championships. Show your support for Team Bahamas by placing an ad in the Nassau Guardian Special Grifter Swimming Championship section, which will be published on April 4th. This is your chance to congratulate Team Bahamas, the coaches, or an individual swimmer in their quest for a 6th title. For more information, call your Nassau Guardian account executive now at 302-2300, 302-2300, and get your message in our special Charypta Swimming Championship section. Get ready for the 2022 Charypta Swimming Championships and Team Bahamas going for gold again.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Russia announced it will fundamentally scale back military operations near Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and a northern city, Chernihiv. Talks continue between Russia and Ukraine. In backlash from the war in Ukraine, more Russian diplomats are being told to leave.
The Dutch and Belgian governments have announced they're expelling a total of 38 Russian diplomats, the latest European nations to announce such expulsions. Poland last week expelled 45, whom the government identified as intelligence officers, using their diplomatic status as cover to operate in the country, while the Netherlands said it was expelling 17 Russians accredited as diplomats, but who were actually more intelligence officers. Germany's foreign ministry says it's prepared for a retaliation from Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also, the Czech Republic gave one Russian diplomat 72 hours to get out of the country. Ireland told 4 senior Russian officials to leave that country. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. All right, we're trying to tackle numerous issues all together. I do want to, before we go, at least touch on this issue of police and schools, because I've heard this song and dance many times before, and I don't understand why we keep covering this same old track with different artists and a different beat in the background, but it's the same old song. Anyway, before we do that, let me just touch quickly on... Okay, so we're talking about oil prices. It is a problem. We do need the government to step in, and the government needs to have some leadership on this, as opposed to just say, let's just see how it all shakes out, and there's nothing we can do about inflation. That's just not good enough. We got a 40-year-old man who went to prison for having sex and impregnating a 14-year-old girl. 4 years is light work to me, but if you get the plea bargain rather than waste all the state's time, okay, we can try to figure that out, maybe get him some counseling, etc. Colby Davis said they're working on the gas prices. I want to touch on this just before I move on to the police and school issue. Because we, you know, anyway. Let me say this. The headline on the Nassau Guardian: we can't account for World Bank loan. Okay. So this isn't the first time we've heard this, right? We heard we don't know what happened to the food distribution task force, $50-odd million, right? During the pandemic, a lot of things got shaky. Right. So for the first time since we graduated from World Bank loan status, we were able to get a World Bank loan, emergency loan, even though the Ministry of Finance, not an emergency loan, but the World Bank said it's an emergency loan. It's an emergency request for a loan. That's what the World Bank said. The one who loaned you money, that's what they said. Talk to them over there, not us. All right. We can't account to World Bank for a loan. Minister embarrassed, government unable to answer questions on food program. For real? You're embarrassed? Oh, no. Oh, wow. Then I guess, you know, that's sufficient to address the fact that you're saying we don't know what happened to this money. World Bank was $100 million, all right? We also took out a $250 million special drawing rights loan with the International Monetary Fund for pandemic spending. This $100 million was also for pandemic spending. So that's $350 million. I believe they drew down all of the IMF loan. Went to food, personal protective equipment, paying medical staff, etc., all this other stuff that they said were to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. So they said. So the World Bank has requested details on how its funding for food assistance during the pandemic was used to help Bahamians. Minister of Social Services Obi Wilscombe said yesterday, adding that the government has not been able to provide the information because it does not have it. Wilscombe said, we've been unable to provide the data they've been asking for. They wanted to know about the distribution and the exact numbers to single mothers. They wanted to know the number of children involved. They wanted to know those kinds of details because it helps in further consideration of anything they want to do for the Bahamas. Then, of course, it gives you a tracking opportunity to determine the level to which we have problems in our country. Okay. Wilscombe said the government has had one or two meetings with the bank. He said questions will have to be answered, but you cannot deny that it was a good idea to try and assist as best as you can and work with NGOs. But you do expect a level of accountability because we do have to answer. I'm embarrassed when I can't answer the World Bank, who's asking questions relative to the money spent and asking for the data, and we have none to provide. I think our country should not place itself in that position. Okay, okay. Listen. And I'm not blaming you, Wilscombe. You weren't there. All right? You're there now. I expect more than this, but okay. You're just going to tell me that, and I don't see what amount of money we're talking about in here at all. So you're going to tell me some unspecified amount of money was apparently given out that we got from the World Bank. I'm going to guess they're asking you, so this was supposed to be the Ministry of Social Services supposed to facilitate this. You don't know, you. What you're saying to me is you don't know who got it. And you don't know their status, which last I checked, when you applied to social services, you gave them all this information. And you're embarrassed because you don't know this information. And this is the problem, right? So every 5 years or so, someone takes the reins of power and talks about all this gross misfeasance or unaccountability that happened under the previous administration, and then seem to like wash their hands of it. Like, oh, it happened and we don't like it, but that's all there is. So the Ministry of Social Services, which has been in existence for decades and decades, would receive money from the World Bank, ostensibly from the Ministry of Finance or the Treasurer. And I don't see any amount in here, but you're saying you don't have any information as to how the food assistance money from the World Bank was spent. And we're supposed to just go, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, no problem. You don't have any information. Boy, FNM really sucked, huh? But this ain't the FNM. This is the government of the Bahamas. How do we stand here and say the government of the Bahamas borrows money for specific purposes but cannot account for how it was spent? This isn't robust enough from Wilscombe for me to understand exactly the parameters of what he's talking about. So how much of the $100 million went to the Ministry of Social Services? How much went to the food program? Over what period of time are we talking about that they're inquiring about? And why would you not know who got the money? Does social service work like that? You don't know who got what money? Does it work like that on a normal basis? Or does it just work like that from the perspective of it's a COVID-19 pandemic? I have a serious question about that. All right. So that's not good enough. What you're talking about with the food program isn't good enough. What you're talking about, this $100 million World Bank loan, isn't good enough, because I don't know how often we'll be going back to the World Bank, but I'm not going to lend you money if you can't give me details on how the money was spent. Like, am I wrong? Someone who works in government, tell me. Someone who works in the Ministry of Finance. Does accountability become less of an issue the more money we're talking about? Because I'm not going to, well, I'll be real with you. When I bought my house, a certain amount of the funds was to renovate the house. The bank just don't fork you over the money and go, well, in a couple of years' time, let us know, you know, what you spent it on, X, Y, Z. This is just for me and my little three-bedroom, right? The bank wants contractors' assessments. They want an inspector to come and inspect what stage the development's at. You guys know out there, if you borrow money to build a house or fix a house or whatever like that, they want receipts. So if my little couple of dollars I got to show receipts for, the government of the Bahamas could just go, we don't know what happened to the money, and don't even explain how much of the $100 million we're talking about, and we're just all supposed to go, yeah, boy, FNM sucked, eh? Did it? Because that's the same thing y'all were saying about the PLP. So the thrust I'm getting is that none of you know what you're doing with regard to our money, but you run so fast to go borrow it in our name. So I don't accept that social services can't determine what's happening. And again, we went through this with the food program. If you can't get information, go call the police. Go call the DPP. Get the attorney general involved. That's my thing, not what we don't know what happened. We're kind of embarrassed what happened to the money. This is the governor of the Bahamas. All right. Go, I tell you what, let me show you something. Go try get a VAT rebate from the governor of Bahamas without filling out all your paperwork to the T and satisfying every single thing the Department of Inland Revenue asks of you. Go see if you get it. Yeah? Go see what happens. Let me know. So y'all come tell me, we just don't know what happened to this money. I still don't know how much money we're talking about. I don't see it here in the story. It doesn't make any sense to me. We have to stop this. All right? It says, the people at Ministry of Finance said they asked for reports and accounts and were told, don't you question me. We were given instructions from the top. That's why we need whistleblower legislation. Yeah, but so you're suggesting to me, I just want to understand how this all works so I can understand whether I should just abandon our system of government altogether. So you're telling me that civil servants at the Department of Social Services, because the minister can't go spend the money, okay? What you're saying to me is the permanent secretary, okay, and the head civil servants at the Department of Social Services who have implicit instructions on how to account for the money, abandoned all of that because someone from the top said they don't need to account for it? That's what you're telling me? That's how this works? It doesn't work that way. All the career civil servants at the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Social Services, they just suspended all of their accounting practices because, quote unquote, someone at the top said, don't worry about it. Can be. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, I got serious concerns about the other $10+ billion that was borrowed. It says, perhaps past and present administrations are in this malfeasance together. The Auditor General did say he had a problem trying to get the information he needed. He said, yeah, but he said it about the IMF money, though. Hey, this World Bank money, this is a new thing, right? I mean, the money ain't new, but this new that I'm hearing, the World Bank money went to the food program because previously the Auditor General was discussing the IMF money going to the food program. So now it was World Bank money, too, that went where? So that's what we're doing now. We borrow money, but we don't account for it. That's how the government of the Bahamas works. Don't tell your creditors that. Don't tell the ratings agencies that. That's not a good look. It says, one, this government is saying if the money went through social services, they would have a better account. But it went through a private business. They dropped the ball. It went through a private business. How does it go through a private business? That's not what Wilscombe said. They said that in the food program, they went through NGOs. Wilscombe is not saying that they're asking about what the private businesses did. He's saying they wanted to know about the distribution exact number to single mothers. They wanted to know the number of children involved. They wanted to know those kinds of details because it helps in further consideration of anything they want to do for the Bahamas. Okay? Questions will have to be answered, but you can't deny it was a good idea to try to assist as best you can and work with the NGOs. But you do expect a level of accountability because we do have to answer. I'm embarrassed when I can't answer the World Bank, who's asking questions relative to the money spent and asking for the data, and we have none to provide. Okay, so you're saying we. I can only believe that that means the Ministry of Social Services. We'll take a call real quick. I want to talk about this police and schools issue. And why I find it strange that we're still having this discussion and the rationale behind why the police are supposed to be in schools. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, how are you? This is Jackie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. All's well with your family?
All's great, yes.
Good. Sorry, I cannot chime into this conversation, but Juan, I need you to be aware of this.
Okay.
Kunkala, Kunkale, the the environment activist. Mm-hmm. He's missing at sea.
Konkole is missing at sea?
I just got a message on WhatsApp. So we need everyone on all the islands to go around. Apparently it happened. They said the last time they heard of him was a few days ago out by Berry Island area. He and some companions were out fishing.
He's been missing for 3 days?
How long ago? Let me see. Hold on a minute. They said his last time he was contacted was March 28th. That would be like 2 days, maybe, or a day ago, 11 a.m.
Okay. 11 a.m. Wow. I didn't realize that. So he's at sea.
Yeah, he's circulating now.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, the passenger on board, you see, other passenger is Zephaniah Penniman.
Right.
And his last known coordinates was Berry Island. It's
okay.
MP 01219 boat. Andrew Kungala.
Okay.
I sent you a WhatsApp.
Okay. I'll check
it. Because we need all our rescues, whatever.
Yeah,
great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, exactly.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks a lot for letting me know. That's crazy. All right. We've got another call. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm fine. Thanks. You remember that I told you to look at that video? You had a chance to look at that?
Which video?
For the downtown project.
Yes. The lights. Yes, absolutely. That's lovely. It's beautiful.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, back to this gentleman that was charged with rape, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he should have been placed under the jail. Because, first of all, would he be now deemed as a sex offender?
Should be.
Because remember now, he had a plea deal. And the only thing I heard about is probation.
He pleaded guilty, though. Yeah, so he's a sex offender.
Yes, but they worked out where he have a plea deal. And they said when he come out of prison, he'll be set on probation, I think, 3 or 4 years. What about being a sex offender on the sex offender registry?
He should be. I don't think that's been properly developed yet. But, yeah, absolutely.
It's a sad day in the country, though. Because, you know, I think a man that age should know better. I don't care how good that young lady looked. First of all, she had on a school uniform. She only could have been in junior high or primary school. Actually, junior high school. So definitely she'll be an underage, right?
If she's under 16, she's underage, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, and the thing with the police, and I heard them speaking, it's only police in certain schools, the most schools that have the most problems right now. That's where they put the police in the schools. I think it'll be a good thing, though.
Okay, we can talk about that right
Thank
now.
Thank you, man.
All right, appreciate you. Okay, so... police in schools, all right? So this is part of what we are seeing after a kid was stabbed at AF Adderley. We've had several high school and school-aged children who have been killed, allegedly by other school-aged children, okay? Now, Wayne Monroe, the Minister of National Security, he said previously, last week, that... he's prepared to station police officers within schools to strengthen safety. All right, this came after the AF Adderley student was stabbed. Two other students were in police custody. All right. He says, Monroe says, at the relevant time, the urgency of what's happening in this country caused me to be out of this chamber addressing a stabbing in a government-maintained school. And so any talk of lack of urgency on the part of this government is simply just disingenuous. He's responding to Pintard. And is a sort of comment and behavior that gives one pause for permitting the other side to be intimately involved in the inner workings of your government. Okay, it's one thing to talk about we're going to work together, and then in your words and actions do quite the opposite. And yes, there was a stabbing at the AF Adderley school involving two young men who police intelligence say may be involved in a gang other than a good gang. But certainly the commissioner, deputy commissioner, and I stand ready to put police into the school and obviate the debate we used to have about whether police should be in the school. I trust that that is urgent enough for Marco City and St. Barnabas. All right. So we're talking about gangs in school and putting police in school. Now, I'm not trying to be humorous about this. How will putting police in schools alleviate gangs in schools and young men being in gangs inside or outside of the school? Because I want to understand that exactly how you're going to do that. So are we doing like a 21 Jump Street thing where The cops pose as students, and they're going to infiltrate the gangs from the inside out, and then what? When you figure out if it's a gang, then what do you do? Because I've got some ideas. All right, because this isn't the first time we've talked about this, and Belinda Wilson has also called for it, but I want to understand what's to happen and how police are supposed to eliminate gangs in school, because this is far from the first time we've heard it. We've heard it over and repeatedly. Christie administration had done some of it. The Ingram administration stuff. Christie administration did it again. The following administration did something different, you know. So, and now we're talking about putting police in schools. Yeah, and the gangs just keep on going, right? Now, I'm old enough to have been alive in 2014. Yes? Okay. When we had amendments to the penal code because the police were saying that there was a very serious gang problem in the Bahamas. They were recruiting school-aged children, and they are now taking over crime in the country, and they're very organized. Okay? I was old enough to remember when there was a big talk about that. And I remember when Nottage, Dr. B.J. Nottage, who was Minister of National Security, pledged that they were going to do something about it. Here's an article from here's an article from 2017, National Security Minister Dr. Bernard Nottage yesterday said in the House of Assembly, criminal enterprises are negatively impacting communities, prisons, and schools. He said it's a small group of thugs who are clearly not interested in changing their lives. However, we will not allow them to ruin the country. We will enforce the new anti-gang law we passed in 2014. Now, that's him talking in 2017 now. Persons convicted of an offense under this act are liable to a fine of $500,000 and to imprisonment for 20 years. All right, so in 2017, he says, we're going to enforce the new anti-gang law we passed in 2014. Has anyone enforced the anti-gang law yet? Does anyone know about the anti-gang law that's been on the books since 2014? Anyone out there? No? Okay, sure. I'll help you out with it. In 2014, there was an amendment to the penal code. All right. Specifically, Title 5 of the penal code, which is abetment and conspiracy. Section 86 is abetment of offense and trial and punishment of abettor. Section 87 is cases where one offense is abetted and a different offense is committed. Section 88, duty to prevent felony. Section 89, conspiracy. Section 90, punishment for conspiracy. So if you understand about conspiracy, enough of you watch American television and follow hip-hop cases, etc., black mafia, family, all this other stuff. But the regular mafia as well, okay, RICO laws. Conspiracy doesn't require that you actually, well, enough of you know people who have been sent to prison in the United States for conspiracy to traffic drugs and import drugs. Conspiracy doesn't require, in fact, that's what Buju Banton went to prison for. Conspiracy doesn't require that you actually successfully commit the crime. Conspiracy just requires that you're conspiring to commit the crime. All right? Most of the people who went to prison for drugs, most of the Bahamians who went to prison in the United States for drug trafficking, have gone to jail for conspiracy. Okay? It doesn't require that you personally are involved in the execution itself of the crime. It just means that you were involved in conspiring to execute the crime. And so that has successfully put a lot of mafia figures, organized crime figures, drug gang members and leaders in prison for a very long time. Here, you're not going to go to prison for a long time if you're dealing drugs. I believe the most you'll probably get is 7 years. You could have a boatload of cocaine. They'll probably get you about 5 years. So in 2014, they passed amendments to the penal code. And it's called the Penal Code Amendment Act 2014. Let me tell you the title of it. It is an act to amend the penal code to eradicate gangs and organized crime and to facilitate international obligations pursuant to the United Nations Convention on Transnational Organized Crime and for connected purposes, all right? This act amends the Penal Code, Chapter 84, may be cited as the Penal Code Amendment Act 2014, all right? This changes the definitions in Section 4 of the Principal Act. They say a bulletproof vest, they define that. They define financial or other material benefits, means any type of financial or non-financial inducement, payment, bribe, reward, advantage, privilege, or service, including sexual or other services. They redefined unlawful gang. Unlawful gang means a formal or informal organized criminal group or other body that consists of three or more persons and has as one of its purposes or activities the facilitation or commission of an indictable offense under this code or an offense under the Firearms Act or the Dangerous Drugs Act. It defines organized criminal group as a structured group of three or more persons or legal entity existing for a period of time and acting in concert with the intention of committing a serious offense in order to obtain directly or indirectly a financial benefit. Now, how you can send someone to prison on that? A structured group of three or more persons or legal entity existing for a period of time and acting in concert with the intention of committing a serious offense in order to obtain directly or indirectly a financial benefit. Section 86 of the Principal Act is amended by the insertion immediately after the word procures, the word organizes, directs. Let's look at Section 86 of the Principal Act. All right. The Penal Code is massive and voluminous. Let's go to Section 86. Give me a moment here. We're going. All right. Because the Penal Code gives you a lot of leeway to charge people with crimes. You know, attempting to commit a crime is a big thing. Anyway, Title 5, Abetment and Conspiracy, 86.1. Whoever directly or indirectly instigates, commands, counsels, procures, solicits, or in any manner purposely aids, facilitates, encourages, or promotes, whether by his act or presence or otherwise, and every person who does any act for the purpose of aiding, facilitating, encourage, or promoting the commission of an offense by any other person, whether known or unknown, certain or uncertain, is guilty of abetting that offense and of abetting the other person in respect of that offense. Whoever abets a crime or offense shall, if the same is actually committed in pursuance or during the continuance of the abetment, be deemed guilty of that crime or offense. So you can be deemed guilty of the crime itself, even though you only abet it, if that crime is committed while you were abetting it. All right? So the Penal Code changed the word procure to organize or direct in Section 86. So let's sum it out. Whoever directly or indirectly instigates, commands, counsels, organizes or directs, solicits or in any manner purposely aids, facilitates, encourages, or promotes the commission of an offense by any other person, whether known or unknown, certain or uncertain, is guilty of abetment. All right? So these are laws to deal with gangs. So my question is your plan to go deal with gangs to go into the high schools and the junior high schools and go root out gang recruitment there? How's that going to work? Is your plan to go and get minors who are protected under most laws to testify against those who are actually organizing the criminal activity? Or do you not think that you should gather intelligence, testimony, offer incentives for people to explain and give evidence on who's conspiring in gang activity? Because the leaked police thing I saw, where y'all were calling all kind of people murderer and stuff, had a pretty good flowchart of who's organized how when it comes to criminal activity. We'll talk about some of the other sections. This defined gang membership. this, and it talks about what a gang is in law. This was made specifically to deal with the gang problem. It talks about participation in an organized criminal group, specifically to deal with people participating in gangs. So I get that I get that the police can go to schools and we can argue the minutiae of that. But I don't know that police going into schools is going to stop organized criminal gang activity. But I do know that you have the tools to address it. So we'll take a break and we'll be back.
Your way.
Double shot decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We got to take a break here in another minute or two. But I don't have a problem with police being in schools. But I got a problem with thinking that police being in schools is going to solve this issue. Because the gangs exist outside of the schools as well. I may not be able to bring a knife into school and get away with it if a police officer is there. But I can still catch you outside. The gang thing is still the main issue, I think, that we're not focusing enough attention on. I could be wrong about that. There may be something going on that I don't know about, the way Monroe those are dealing with. But we have laws to deal with gangs. All right? And my thing is, what are we doing in terms of intelligence gathering? What are we doing in terms of connecting these people to these organized gangs? Because the guy who with the leaked police briefing, he was calling all sorts of names of gangs and explaining who was in what gang and whatnot. But then why aren't they in prison? All right, we got enough the spy bill, all this stuff. You know these people are doing it. Let's go focus on them. Let's go break up the gangs. And we just keep going gang, 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 gang. And every other like thing we want to throw at it that's going to maybe, you know, be productive in a while, but in terms of we need to break up these gangs now, I don't know that I'm hearing a ton of that. And like I said, I don't know what I don't know. So maybe you guys are doing that and I don't know what's happening, but I'm not sure that's the case. Do you have to take a break? Or you want to take a break? You want to take a break now? Let's take the break. Go ahead. Take a break and then we'll power through the rest of it. We got enough to go on. All right.
Your morning. Wake up with our new hot honey chicken biscuit that is forged in flavor and made fresh every morning just for you. Forged from a fusion of sweet honey and spicy heat. Wendy's new hot honey chicken biscuit is our breaded premium all-white chicken breast topped with habanero honey served on a fresh baked buttermilk biscuit. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm going to show you just how serious some of these laws are. I know you have calls, you have questions. Let me just read a smidgen of this for you, okay? Gang membership. A person who is a member of an unlawful gang or participates in or contributes to the activities of an unlawful gang, where any or all of the members of the unlawful gang engage in or have, within the preceding 3 years, engaged in the commission of an indictable offense under this code, commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine of $500,000 and to imprisonment for 20 years. Okay? 20 years. If you are a member of an unlawful gang, are we defining through the police and through the Department of Public Prosecution, what are the unlawful gangs? How do we determine membership? For the purposes of this section, in determining whether persons participate in or actively contribute to unlawful gang activity, the court may consider whether the person uses a name, word, or other representation that identifies or is associated with an unlawful gang, uses a similar symbol, tattoo, or other body markings, clothing, signs, and codes that identifies or is associated with an unlawful gang, frequently associates with any of the persons who constitute an unlawful gang, receives any benefit from an unlawful gang, or frequently engages in activities at the instruction of any of the persons who constitute an unlawful gang. A person who participates in or contributes to the activities of an unlawful gang, where any or all of the members of the unlawful gang engage in the commission of indictable offenses under this code or offenses under the Dangerous Drugs Act, or is party to the commission of an indictable offense under this code for the benefit of, at the discretion of, in association with the unlawful gang, commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine of $100,000 and imprisonment for 20 years. Participation in an organized criminal group. All right. Very detailed, robust. $500,000 fine. Imprisonment for 20 years. This is stronger than our drug laws. Most of them. It also allows for you to be prosecuted for conduct outside the Bahamas. You know, come on. If this legislation was meant to clamp down on gangs, I don't understand why we're not using it. I have some ideas, but I don't have an understanding. Sure, we'll take a call real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. If they're there, if not, no biggie. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Right here.
Yeah. I want to throw you off topic, right? But I have a different dilemma. My the pronoun I'm dealing with lost my mother remains. So I was wondering if that ever happened before in the Bahamas, and we have a documentary about it.
Lost your mother's is less like a. Was she cremated or her actual body?
Yes.
They lost your mother's remains.
Right.
Wow. I don't know. That's a new one to me. I don't know that that's
That's the same thing with me, and I'm trying to figure what's going on. And
I don't know.
That's a real problem to me because that's stressing me right out. Me and my mother's really close.
Yeah, that would be a problem for me too. A major problem. Yes.
Yeah.
What did they say? They just can't find it? That's it?
They don't know who they give it to. They give it to three different people, according to them.
The funeral home gave your mother's remains to a family member?
No. They don't know who they give it to.
I see. So you have an attorney then?
I got an attorney, but now I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I said we need to document this, so in case this happens again, we'll know that this happened in the Bahamas.
Well, for sure. Let me know what happens with your attorney, what action they take, and then let's go. I'll be happy to talk about it. Yeah.
So when I talk with her. She says she's going to sue them.
Bring me the suit. Yeah.
Yeah.
When she files suit, you send it to me, and we'll look at it.
Okay.
All cool. Right. We'll deal with that. We'll do it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks. Nice.
Yeah. All right. Now, I was supposed to say this the other day. I don't mind helping you, right? But I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial analyst expert. I'm not a detective. I'm not, a judge or a prosecutor or any of this. And so I don't mind helping to the extent I can help. But if you have real issues that require serious attention, you need to get a professional, all right? You need to get an attorney or a doctor or someone who's a professional at this, who does this for a living, and it, let them address it, and I don't mind reporting on it. But I just don't want you to call the show and go, Juan's going to go handle it, when there's something way beyond my capacity to handle is out there. And I don't want to give any false hope or any indication that I can do some magic. I try as best I can, but there are certain things that you're going to have to go lawyer up for or call the police for. All right? Or somebody who has specific expertise in these areas. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi. Hey, Juan. How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Hey, bless my. Listen, I'm going to be quick. I wanted to catch it yesterday as well. So I share what you said in terms about gangs. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering why the police and the AG office don't seem to pursue. I remember the mobster back in the 50s, wherever it was, they went after his money, you know.
Right.
If you take the money away from these guys, you suck the oxygen or whatever they're doing because they got to pay these people. This money is here somewhere. They're either investing in cash, buying houses. So all of these things are easily traceable and discoverable. Or they have stash houses. why is these not being done? So in my mind, there's complicity,
right,
between or some law enforcement in this. To what extent, I don't know, but I suspect. And additionally, you know, the gang leaders, they know who they are, as you said. So why haven't they used these strong laws to bring them to justice? You know, let the court deal with them. They
Absolutely.
Already identify themselves. You agree that they... And then the phone system. I mean, the U.S. been tapping our phone system. Why they just can't go to the court, get... They know the numbers, the contacts of these guys. They trace the numbers, who they call in, establish a link, and then record these guys, grab that information, and prosecute them. It's not a lot of evidence required. And then also our receiving laws are strong, too. You don't even need a lot of evidence. Just
Absolutely.
Receive. If you can't prove that you earned this, we're taking it away from you. So why are these things not being done? And I asked the police, I asked the law enforcement. I hope we're not having a situation where Jamaica, where you have gangs on one favor one party and another gang favor another party, and then they get coverage. I'll stop there. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? I don't like to join on the conspiracy bandwagon, but this lack of focus on the gang suggests something to me. And by no means am I trying to say that Michael Pintard or the FNM would condone this. But when I see Pintard going, I've heard other people say this too, let's have a summit of the warring factions. So, and I'm not trying to knock Pintard, but my approach to this is not as generous and magnanimous. What summit are we going to have while you guys are murdering each other in the street? There's no summit, right? I'm going to arrest you all, okay? I'm going to be on you like white on rice 24 hours a day. I'm going to put up cameras. I'm going to put up listening devices. I'm going to send drones. The place only so big, all right? I'm going to track the cars you rent. I'm going to track the places you rent. I'm going to track your light bill. All this, right? There's no summit, because if you know enough to call everybody together for a summit, you know way more than enough, apparently, to me, to get people on a conspiracy charge with what I see the law provides for. So ain't no summit, right? In fact, if you come to the summit and you telling me you and some you representing some gang at the summit, then we all go into the courthouse. Let's go. We go to jail. Let's go. Says the police are stretched too thin, Juan. The streets are crazy and they need to be on the streets. Yeah, I agree. Says Juan, these clowns don't know what they're doing. They throw stuff at the wall and pray that it sticks, PLP and FNM. But watch who are involved in the consultant contract that will come out of it. Like, you know, I'm not saying the police aren't doing enough. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that there's a soft approach to crime. But while you guys are murdering each other day and night, I'm not interested in any summit, right? I'm interested on how hard you can go against these guys. Because always there's this genteel, like, so... What's the level of olive branch stretching we should do to people who are willing to kill each other and kill other people in their pursuit of killing each other? Like this, let's get together and we're all in the same gang. Yeah, we're gonna make a hip hop song, right? Come on, man. These guys are bloodthirsty killers. All right, they're walking nightmare. They're not interested in cooperation. You think they'd be murdering each other? You think what's stopping them, and I'm just being real here, and I'm not trying to put anybody on blast. Do we really sit around and go, yo, man, maybe we just ain't said the right words to the killers? Know what I mean? Or we ain't offered them jobs, or you know what I mean? Like, what do you think they're engaged in here? They're engaged in drug trafficking and murder. They know exactly what they're doing. This is what they choose to do. This is the lifestyle they've entered into. And for the life of me, I don't understand how almost every square inch of a city as large as London could have high-definition cameras that pick up sound with facial recognition that can track you from one point of the city across the next. But this is an impossibility in the Bahamas, in one New Providence. Because you don't need no high-definition camera around where I live. That'd be nice. I could look at a map and see the bodies and draw you a square or a rectangle or whatever to where you should put the cameras and the drones and the police officers and everything. That make these guys uncomfortable to come out of their house. Oh, well, the civil liberties are civil liberties. How many bodies you want? Because when nobody was dying from COVID, y'all suspended everybody's civil liberties. So how hard y'all willing to go on this issue with all these murders? Aside from let's just do talks. Me, I was going to put pressure on them. I was going to have a problem. Y'all going to have a problem with me. We're going to have a major, major problem. They've been writing articles about me. I wasn't going to stand for this. Period. I'm not saying you guys are soft on crime. But the type of action I'm seeing, it's at about a 6. I'm going to need it at a 12 to be happy. Right? For me, who's calling for the most drastic action, I want you to go crazy. I want you to get to where I'm feeling uncomfortable. Like, oh boy, this is a lot. I know I asked for it, but it's a lot. That's the kind of action I want, right? Because only us playing nice. These fellas killing each other left and right. We the only ones who are going, well, let's talk about it and look at, you know, Boys Brigade. And all. What are y'all talking about? We could do all that and that'll bear fruit someday, but stop these killers, man. This ain't their town, it's ours. About time somebody made them aware of that. Anyway, we gotta go. Sorry I couldn't get to all your text messages, calls, whatever. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAO, Ron's Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, BTC, the Pan American Health Organization, and NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers.